And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 19th. This week, the FBI agents visited Wand Records in New York City, investigating the lyrics to the Kingsmen's recording of Louie Louie, this week in 1965. In 1960, Annette performed at Radio City Music Hall in New York, and that caused her to miss her high school graduation ceremonies. The Everly Brothers formed their own record label, Calliope Records, and the first release was Dawn, performing Pomp and Circumstance under the artist name Adrian Kimberly. Happened this week in 1961. In 67, George Harrison visited the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for the first time. The city of Hawthorne, California, dedicated a monument to the Wilson Brothers from the Beach Boys who grew up there, and the monument was dedicated in 2006. In 1960, disc jockey Alan Freed was indicted for income tax evasion stemming from the government's payola investigation. Elton John became the first Western act to tour the USSR this week in 1979. In 1955, Bridgeport, Connecticut police canceled a dance that featured Fats Domino. They were fearing that a riot would take place. In 1967 this week, Florence Ballard made her last appearance as one of the Supremes, and the performance was on The Tonight Show. Paul Revere and the Raiders signed with Columbia Records this week in 1963. The Who film, The Kids Are All Right, premiered in New York City this week in 1979. In 1962, Elvis's movie Follow That Dream had its national opening. Jerry Lee Lewis began a British tour and announced to the press that he was married to his cousin Myra this week in 1958. The Monkees reunion tour without Mike Nesmith began at the Concord Hotel in the Catskills of New York State this week in 1986. The Guess Who made their American television debut on American Bandstand in 1969. Dave Davies from the Kinks fell and injured himself on stage in Cardiff, Wales, and that forced the cancellation of the group's tour this week in 1965. In 1978, Keith Moon performed for the last time with The Who at the Shepperton Film Studio in England for the movie The Kids Are All Right. Carole King gave a free concert for over 100,000 fans in New York City's Central Park this week in 1973. The Bobby Darin movie, Cop Out, premiered this week in 1967. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and Mick Jagger all performed at a reception for Eric Clapton and Patty Boyd, the ex-wife of George Harrison. The two were married 2 months previously this week in 1979. Fontella Bass was inducted into the St. Louis Walk of Fame this week in 2000. Paul Simon was given the first Gershwin Award by the U.S. Library of Congress, honoring his contributions to popular song as an art form this week in 2007. In 1961, the James Darren movie Gidget Goes Hawaiian premiered in Honolulu. Sonny and Cher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Sadly for Sonny, was a posthumous honor, which was bestowed upon both Sonny and Cher in 1998. And in 2008, Curtis Mayfield was inducted into the Hollywood Rock Walk. In the studio this week, the Drifters recorded Save the Last Dance for Me in 1960. Richie Valens cut Come On, Let's Go in 1958. Peggy Lee recorded Fever in 58. Little Stevie Wonder cut Fingertips live at Chicago's Regal Theater in 1962. Paul Anka recorded Diana in 57. The Drifters also in the studio again. This week it was 1964, and they recorded Under the Boardwalk. Dee Dee Sharp cut Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes, the follow-up to The Mashed Potato Time, this week in 1962. In 1972, the Guess Who were in Seattle, Washington, where they recorded Live at the Paramount, a great live album. Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones cut Black Slacks in 1957. Ral Donner recorded You Don't Know What You've Got in 61, and Frank Sinatra cut Witchcraft in 1957. Rock and roll birthdays, Pete Townsend from The Who, 74, Cher, 73, Joe Cocker, born this week, 1944. Jill Jackson from Paul and Paula is 77. Susan Cowsill from The Cowsills is 60. Teddy Randazzo, who had so many hit songs that he wrote, including seven of Little Anthony and the Imperials hit, born this week in 1930. Marcy Blaine is 75. Ron Isley from The Isley Brothers is 78. Leo Sayer turns 71. Bertie Taupin, lyricist extraordinaire and great writing partner with Elton John, is 69. Kenny Ball, born this week, 1931. General Norman Johnson, the lead singer of the chairman of the board, born this week in 1943. Rosemary Clooney was born in 1928. Bob Dylan turned 78. Patti LaBelle, 75. Priscilla Beaulieu Presley is 74. Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong is turning 81. Jesse Coulter, 76. Lyricist Hal David, born this week, 1921. Mitch Margo from the Tokens, born in 47. Tom T. Hall is 83. Kitty Callan, born in 21. Norman Perry, born this week and having a birthday. What a producer. Buddy Holly, Buddy Knox, the Fireballs, so many others. He's having a birthday. Misty Morgan from the duo with her husband, Jack Blanchard. She is turning 74. And from Treasure Island Oldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of May 19th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.